Sociology students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison tackled some important issues in the past semester: labor relations, abortion in Great Britain, and immigration from Latin America. But Emily Kramer had a different idea for her master's thesis. She decided to study the masculinity of dorks.
Dork.
Dork.
Dork. I am Emily, friend of the dork. I'm a big fan of dorks. I'd rather people were dorks than anything else. There's statistics about guys, and like if you ask college freshmen if they would force a woman to have sex with them if they could get away with it, like 3/4 of the room will say yes. I mean, these things are hideous, right? And I happen to hope and believe, and hope also, and then believe again, that there are some men that are not bad. My suspicion is that these men are dorks.
Kramer's professors thought it was a great idea, even though some of them weren't quite sure what a dork was.
I actually had a professor, I had to explain what a dork was, and he kept referring to them as gorks, with a G.
Gorks?
Yeah, with a G. It was really funny.
For the record,
typically male, although not necessarily. Generally a little smarter, socially awkward, kind of like the late bloomers, the people that are bad at like dating, the people who trip over their words when they're talking and then accidentally, you know, slip into Klingon or something every once in a while. They have interests outside of popular culture.
So Emily got to work searching high and low for her dorks, which is a bit harder than it seems.
Rather than just walk up to someone and say, "You look like a dork," which can...
That wouldn't work, why not?
Right, no. Again, a human subjects thing. I just put up flyers. And I got quite a few responses, actually. It amazed me that I got anybody, because I didn't offer any money.
Kramer's flyers dug up a wide variety of specimen.
Most of them were like, "This was just so interesting, I couldn't resist. I had to find out. I had to get asked the questions."
Dorks are inquisitive.
Dorks are inquisitive. And then some of them were like, "Dorks and proud." So they were like, "I really want people to know what it's like to be a dork, so that's why I'm doing this. I want my story told."
There were foreign dorks.
He was from India, and he had all the qualities of a dork, but he didn't have a cultural concept of a dork.
Fraternity dorks?
We talked about it for a while. He was more of a dork in high school, and he made this conscious effort to be less of a dork.
And the sad dork.
He said, "If I agree to do the interview, will you tell me that I'm less dorky than some other guy that you've interviewed? I just need to have a woman tell me that I'm not that dorky." And I'm like, does it have to be true? And he's like, "No." Actually, I almost cried after he left, and I think he did too. And it was raining, and he had no umbrella when I sent him away. It was the worst.
And Kramer discovered her subjects were willing to reveal just about everything.
I had one guy didn't ask this question. I didn't ask. He told me he doesn't like to receive oral sex. I'm like, "Did not ask. Didn't ask that." And he just volunteered it. I was amazed when he told me, because that's like really personal.
Kramer is still compiling the results of her survey, but she's already discovered some surprising trends.
Men talk about their masculinity in ways I didn't expect. They talk about being an individual, being responsible for themselves and others. They don't feel disadvantaged financially. They just don't talk about feeling disadvantaged. I asked them if they feel disadvantaged or advantaged over women in any arena, and they don't. A surprising number of my dorks were either gay or bisexual.
Oh.
Yeah, and they were all like, they all kind of thought they were the only one.
So letting my reporter guard down a bit, I allowed Emily to focus her dork microscope on me. The results were extremely interesting and blush-inducing, to say the least.
How do you define a dork?
Being outcast because of your interests.
Okay, so what do you like to do for fun?
Go CD shopping with my friends, play music with my friends, talk about music with my friends. This is getting pretty sad, isn't it?
What kind of music do you listen to?
British indie rock.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
I'm a very particular indie music guy.
Right, okay, that's fine. That makes you even dorkier. Let's see, okay, my next question, this is where they get difficult.
Oh.
All right, what does it mean to you to be a man?
Can I throw some adjectives out at you?
Sure.
Oh boy, I'm really delving into personal issues now. Confusion. Loneliness at times. Proud, though. I like that I'm a man. But confusion. Lots of confusion.
Okay. Why is there confusion?
Because I have a very difficult time with girls.
Dork. Classic dork.
Thanks. I'm Joe Hartke.
Dork.
for Wisconsin Public Radio.